So, here we are again. The dog days of podcasting, 2018. I wasn't going to start this way. I was going to do a whole lot of planning and preparing. But I kind of also knew that that was going to get away from me, and sure enough, I was right. I'm Mark the Encaffeinated One. That's me, in a nutshell. This is my Wandering Out Loud Dog Days of Podcasting Encaffeinated, who knows what. Most of my episodes this year are going to focus around the setting that I've created for my role-playing game. I'm going to talk about the setting, I'm going to talk about running the game, I'm going to talk about a lot of things, but I kind of want to focus it on that. But I did give myself permission, even in my early planning, to, how do I want to say it, do some out-of-band episodes. Do some episodes of truly wandering. And I just got back from wandering. One of my favorite things to do is go see live theater. And we're blessed with quite a considerable amount of live theater in the city. I don't get a chance to go to it all. Finances just simply don't allow it. Time is also an issue. But this is a week which is important. It's the Notable Acts Theater Festival. It's an opportunity for new playwrights to create plays that are essentially juried and then dramatic, I don't know. There's somebody who helps them fix the plays, make them better. And as someone who's always wanted to write audio plays, it represents a bit of hope. I should say I have written audio plays, but I've never really had them produced. Most have never seen the light of day, aside from a few small things. And I love drama in just about every form. I love movies, I love books, I love audiobooks, I love audio drama, I love television shows, and of course, stage plays. I don't exactly know why. I think it was something my mother instilled in me in a long time ago when I was young. And we would go to plays. I've never really gone to music shows. I've never really gone to comedy nights or poetry nights, but I will try to make an effort to go out to theater. Tonight, it was part of the Notable Acts Festival. It was the Take It to the Streets. I think that's what it's called. Where it is site-specific plays that are done on location, and we actually moved from four different locations. Right in the middle of the parking lot of the Boyce Farmers Market, down to a side street, just a sidewalk along the street, down to Officer Square in front of a big tree, and then finally ending up in front of the Beaverbrook Art Gallery. And these are really fun. These are plays that are meant to be written about the location as well as staged in the location. And It's funny because I can understand where these could be considered to be silly, or if you don't buy into it, you'll quickly fall out of it, because they are set in real locations that we all know of as different places, and there are cars driving by, and there are pedestrians, and occasionally one will respond to the play, especially when the actor is shouting. So it's easy to kind of slip out of that, except I've never had that problem. I've always been able to sink deep into a story. And only on a very rare occasion do I fall out of it. I think it's a trait which also makes me a good GM, which makes it easier for me to run games. It also makes it difficult, because when I have to stop to look something up, when I have to check a rule, when I have to check a number, when I have to look up a name or anything like that, it throws me. I'm at my best when I am deep in the head of the NPCs in a location that I've got fixed in my mind, and the players, I've put their characters there as well, and they're responding in character, and they're being in that moment. And that is my most favorite moment. It makes D&D kind of an odd choice in some ways, because there are a number of rules, there are a number of numbers. Combat is very difficult to maintain any kind of narrative element in, but you also prepare for those things by having all the stats you need in front of you, by having the rules fairly well memorized, and then plugging on through it, because it turns into an easy, I want to say, mechanical motion. I'm good at simple, repetitive things. I like doing them. Well, I'm about halfway through my time on this recorder for using Audio Boom this time as my simplest way to maintain these episodes. But that's something you can expect a lot of me to muse about over this next month, is to muse about role-playing games. I've got a list of things that I'm going to do in my setting that I want to talk about. I'll probably talk about the process of making up that setting. I'm not sure. I've done this challenge now for, geez, I don't know how many years now. Five? I want to say something like five, but it could be a little less than that. But it's been an interesting opportunity to muse out loud. And these days, the work that I do, still working in radio, still doing pretty much the same thing I was last year, but my own shows are less... Well, The Weird Show has been stagnated for a while. I just haven't had the time to really dedicate to it. My music show, my music slash storytelling show, has also been on pause for a while. So, and the other show that I do, The Lunchbox, I do find myself wandering out loud on that show. But I also try to maintain a certain level of, professionalism, I guess. And a lot of that is conversations with people about what they're doing. So I've always enjoyed this challenge from the production standpoint, as an opportunity to meander a little bit. So I'm going to probably do that. I'm going to try to keep the episodes fairly short. If I do many of them with Audio Boom, they'll definitely be short, because I believe it has a 10-minute limit per episode. But I may do some more professionally. I even had thoughts of having a theme song. I may still try to put that together. I'm probably going to do the one at Christmas time, more production heavy as I usually do. We'll see. I guess I got a couple of minutes left. So the weekend was long. The weekend was our annual Highland Radio event. So I spent 8-hour, 9-hour days working on Saturday and Sunday, broadcasting all day, setting up equipment, being on hand. I had enough volunteers that I didn't have to be on air more than a few hours, but I don't mind being on air, although the chair wasn't that comfortable. I have to remember to bring my own better chairs next year. But it's an unusual event. For those who don't know, it is an opportunity for our radio station, which is a local campus-based community alternative radio station, to broadcast live from the Highland Games Festival, the Scottish festival that's held down on Government House grounds, which is a big mansion downtown where the government of the province kind of started. And so we set up our tent, set a tarp over it, and are basically broadcasting live in front of other people. And it's a very neat event, because it's an opportunity for us to do a very different kind of radio, live radio in front of people. It's an opportunity for us to mingle in different ways than we normally do. I always look forward to that. And we did have a new member kind of group jump in this year, which is good. So, but anyway, that's my boring life. I shall see all of you tomorrow. I look forward to hearing from all the participants. If you have any comments, you can always leave them at encaffeinated.ca, where this is published. I'm also on facebook.com/encaf1 if you want to look me up. I don't bother with Twitter much anymore, but I am on there as ENCAF1 if you'd like. Anyway, see you tomorrow.